Before we get started in discussing the topic, can I bring Bob Bowden on?
Oh.
He's been bugging the crap out of us for an hour.
Oh.
He thinks it's one of these shows you can just call and get on.
Do you think we should have like maybe an editorial meeting about this first?
About having him on?
Or do we just let him on willy-nilly?
Well, he's a good friend of the show, and he's done good work with that movie, The Cartel.
Well, then damn it, put the guy on, Dennis.
I know, but we wanted to squeeze him in at the end of the last hour, but I didn't want to squeeze him in and give him no time, so... I told him to call back.
I love having him. Welcome, Bob. This is the first time I'm talking to you. Welcome to the show.
It is. It's wonderful to be on, and I do feel some male gender discrimination over this cute photo contest. I'm a little disturbed about that, but I did like the fact that you guys made sure and told a 41-year-old mother of two not to send in anything lewd. That was an important clarification.
Yeah, well, no, you're wrong, dear, because I could send something in lewd, and I think that it would be very much appreciated, and I'm a little older than 41, so there you go.
It's not the question of whether it's appreciated. It's the question of whether such a person is likely to do that in the first place.
Well, Bob, I don't know. If you want to send in something in for Dennis and Judy's Cutie, send it directly to me, and I will hang it on the wall in my bedroom.
Bob is a very attractive man, by the way.
Please... Oh, well then.
I'm saying that completely objectively.
Well,
Bob,
then, you know what, Bob? Then hang on. I'll give you my phone number off the air.
Fantastic.
Okay.
So
fantastic.
Bob is the producer of the Cartel, All About New Jersey Schools, which is an award-winning, amazing film. And you're here to tell us something today about what?
Thanks, Dennis. Well, the new project is called Choice Media. I'm running an education reform news service where every day we both aggregate stories about education reform from all over the country. It's choicemedia.tv, by the way, not .com. As well as producing our own independent short-form documentaries and videos about outrages, corruption, scandal, school choice legislation all over the country. So that's what my day job, quote-unquote, has been lately, choicemedia.tv. In particular, I'm calling because next week is National School Choice Week. There are over 200 events all over the country scheduled for people to both panel discussions and speeches and screenings of films. I'm going to be speaking in Pennsylvania and Kentucky.
Bob, why waste our time here with an announcement like that? I'm sure our kids will get a flyer about it in school.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the NJEA wants to promote
Bob,
awareness of school choice.
Bob, as a woman, I have to tell you, who raised four kids, paying about $12,000 for tuition for them every year because they didn't utilize the public school system, I have to say that about 10 years ago was the last time I spoke about school choice on the air. And the reason that it was the last time is I would have had a better reception, to my opinion, had I suggested that we sell all of our children into white slavery by the time they reach school age.
Yes. Well, I mean, if they have nimble fingers, they could be useful in a factory somewhere. But I'm just kidding. It's a joke, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, there are two New Jersey events, at least two, scheduled already. One in Jersey City this Sunday, another in Morristown this Sunday afternoon, both at 2 p.m., and people can go and hear great panel discussions about where the school choice movement is. Yeah, Judy, you point out that, you know, only a couple of years ago it was not on the radar, really. There has been an amazing amount of education reform progress in just the last couple of years, where we now have whole states like Indiana with statewide voucher programs, unthinkable even a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but our union is different than the union in any other state in the country. Why would we have hope for it happening here in New Jersey, Bob?
Well, there's been progress already. There's already been signed the governor signed a private school to public school conversion bill, basically allowing kind of a new hybrid form of school to form. It just applied to three towns, and it just applied to a total of 12 schools. But it's a start, and there are lots of other tenure reform efforts that are on the docket, as well as a legitimate voucher bill called the Opportunity Scholarship Act. I think Christie has been pretty good on this issue, and we could see a lot in this coming legislative term.
And
next door in Pennsylvania, they've got the cyber school program, which is innovative and successful from what I hear so far.
Governor Corbett of Pennsylvania has called vouchers a top priority of his.
Wow.
It hasn't passed yet, but I mean, even the language has changed immensely from Waiting for Superman to the Cartel movie to Education Nation on NBC. There's been just a lot of media about ed reform that was never the case before, and it's really moved the needle.
Well, it's exciting.
We're
going
to see if we get a link on our page to your website about, and it's Education Choice Week starting this coming Sunday.
So it's a week starting this Sunday. It's called schoolchoiceweek.com. That's the website anyway. Schoolchoiceweek.com.
And his website is choicemedia.tv.
Exactly.
All right.
Bob, keep up the great work.
You're awesome.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
really,
it.
Really?
Likewise.
Oh, thank you.
Plus, you're Dennis and Judy's cutie for today. So.
That is something I did not expect when I woke up this morning. I would have that accomplishment by the end of the day. Thank you. So I need like an acceptance speech that would be given at a pageant or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, just thank your agent, thank God, and then you're good.
All right,
Bob.
Bob, thank you.
Goodbye.
Take care.